latest song from Austin French you're hearing on Life is Wake Up Sleeper. Perfect for the morning show. Austin French is with us right now. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Austin, catch us up. As an artist and a dad, what have you been up to during the whole lockdown period?
During the lock-in time for us, I feel like I became the stay-at-home dad that I never really had the chance to be. I was a t-ball coach, and I'm helping with homework and homeschooling kids and the whole shebang of things that I just never had time to do before. And so it's actually been a really sweet time of just getting to be a dad that I didn't normally get to be. So I've enjoyed the time.
How about writing songs? I mean, during all this downtime, you must have like 20 songs written.
Absolutely. I feel like I've written a song every day. It's been, you know, sometimes I'm writing songs just to get my kids to learn how to flush the toilet. And those are songs that are being created, but also just songs of just trying to cope with the seasons that we're in. I definitely have been learning a lot, you know, through this season of just walking with the Lord. And yep, a lot of songs have been born out of this time, that's for sure.
Well, we can't wait to hear some of them. The latest one we're playing right now is called Wake Up Sleeper. Now, tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, Wake Up Sleeper was a song that was actually born a long time ago for me. A senior in high school, I was a part of a church that did this thing called Youth Sunday, where the youth take over the whole church. And my mom was a worship leader at this church, and I led worship almost every Sunday, it felt like. And so I thought I was a shoo-in to, you know, lead worship that Sunday. But we drew straws to see who would have to preach that Sunday. No one wanted to do it. And I drew up the short straw. And I had to preach my first sermon when I was 18. And I remember just, like, begging God to help me and begging the Lord to give me something I could give to other people. I just had never taught the Word of God to people. I'd done Bible studies, and I was always the one learning from the youth pastor or the pastor, but never pouring it out and having to teach people twice to three times my age, you know? And I was nervous. I remember opening up the Word and see the book of Luke and the passages where Jesus interrupts the funeral. And I remember reading this passage where Jesus interrupts the funeral of this little boy, this widowed mother. They're on the funeral procession on the way out of town, and Jesus walks up to the coffin, puts his hand on the casket, and tells the little boy to get up. Mm-hmm. And as I read that scripture, it just felt like the Lord was speaking to me, saying, Austin, I'm still interrupting funerals today. And I remember just getting out a notepad and starting to write my first sermon, and I named it Wake Up Sleeper. And I found that sermon years later as we were moving, and found this old scrap piece of paper at the bottom of a box, and it was the sermon that I wrote when I was 18 years old. Oh, wow. Called Wake Up Sleeper. And so I thought to myself, I need to write a song about this. I need to put the sermon that I wrote when I was 18 to music. So what you hear is a little bit of me correcting all the typos that an 18-year-old made and bringing it to life in a song. So it's been a cool journey to watch that song, and it still means so much to me today. It changed my life when I was 18, and now hopefully it gets to help change people's lives every day through song.
Well, what's the difference between Austin French at 18 and Austin French now, still getting in front of people and delivering that message?
Yeah, I think for a long time, it was actually someone who told me, he asked me what I pack before a show. And by that time, when I was 18, I was traveling and singing at different youth groups and conferences, but speaking, I never really thought about, never thought about ever doing it. And it was more just like, hey, here's what this song is about. But what I do now is someone asks me what I pack for a show. Well, I pack my guitars and I pack my backpack and I pack a microphone, guitar picks, guitar strings, and then he asked me, well, what are you packing that you're actually going to leave with people? And I realized at that moment, if you don't pour in, then you can't pour out. And I realized the most important thing I could pack is biblical truth that could change someone's life. And so when I talk on stage, you know, it's my full-time gig now, I don't leave my house to go play a show or go step on a stage somewhere without packing something that God is changing in my life through scripture and the word of God, because that's the power of the gospel. And that I can sing songs till I'm blue in the face, but the thing that gets to go home with someone is the gospel. And so that's what I lean on. That's what I pack before I ever play a show. And before I walk on stage, I remember that's what I get to give people that can change their life, really. It's the gospel.
His latest song is called Wake Up Sleeper, and we've been speaking with Austin French. Thanks, Austin.
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.